almost always those goods will trace back to organised crime groups. That's not to say that every seller that on Facebook is part of an organised crime group. More often than not, they're people who just see an opportunity to make a quick bit of cash before Christmas. The wholesalers, the people who are supplying these goods in quantities, are often linked to organised crime groups, and there's been allegations that they're even linked to funding terrorism. The substandard nature of the goods, the fact that if you buy, you know, the kind of favourites that are out there, counterfeit UGG boots, people buy them and then 2 weeks later the sole falls off, and obviously there's nothing you can do about it, and what seemed like a £20 bargain was actually £20 down the drain. Trading Standards currently are monitoring those activities, and where we see that kind of activity to significant levels, we're investigating the sellers, and that can result in entry warrants being executed, goods being seized and people being prosecuted. We tend to find that the selling of these counterfeit items comes through closed groups, often called buy and sell, and then specific to an area. I have to say, I wouldn't say thank you if I got some fakes on Christmas morning, and perhaps people ought to consider, you know, isn't it better to buy one proper present for somebody than two cheap knockoffs?